Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
But first, though, today, look, we started the show yesterday talking about Leo Varadkar and his resignation. We had it live here in the programme as Taoiseach and Fine Gael leader. The story today, though, is Simon Harris, because as you heard Stephanie mention in the news, support for him as the leader of Fine Gael is growing. 23 politicians have already come out to endorse him. He hasn't even formally declared yet, but he already well has the backing he would need from the Fine Gael party members. Is he likely, though, to have any competition? Not from Helen McEntee, not from Simon Coveney. We're yet to hear from Heather Humphreys. And I suppose the big name today that people want to hear from is Pascal Donoghue, the Public Expenditure Minister. And where does he stand on the issue? So that's where things are this lunchtime. And you've heard lots of different politicians on Breakfast and on the Pat Kenny Show today. I just want to talk to you, though, the public, the voters. I want to know, what do you want in the next leader of this country? Like, what does the Taoiseach in 2024 now look like to you? What do you want that person to be like? And I want to chat about that to you today on the show. As I said, you can give us a call or drop us a voice note, get in touch with us on WhatsApp either. Owen Gallagher is on the line, owns the president of Young Fine Gael. What do you want from the next leader, Owen?
Well, I think ultimately, Andrea, what I want, and I think what the members of Fine Gael want and what the Irish public want, is someone to come in with a high degree of energy, someone to come in who's on the front foot, and someone to come in with a reforming zeal that can cut through red tape and get projects delivered. I mean, if at the moment in Ireland we have a situation where we have a packed pipeline of projects that people are anxious to be delivered, I think we need someone to come in and get shovels in the ground and get these projects delivered. I mean, where I'm from in Galway, we have a situation where people are sick, sitting in Clare Galway in traffic all day. You have people in Oranmore who are waiting for twin tracking so that the rail service can be completed. And you have situations like this replicated right across the country. So I think it's really important that whoever comes in can get these projects delivered quickly, and by the next general election that they can see progress in a number of big areas.
I know a lot of the opposition members and parties who were with us here in the programme yesterday, Owen, called obviously for a general election and said that that's what Leo Varadkar too should have announced yesterday. I assume as a member of Young Fine Gael, you wouldn't want that.
Well, I mean, I think if the constitution is quite clear on this and if the programme for government is clear on this, and we had the election the last time, the people of Ireland elected a government to serve for a full five terms, and that coalition was formed on the basis of three parties coming together. And the programme for government is clear in that the leaders of Fianna Fáil for a while, and obviously for the latter part of it, the leader of Fine Gael would lead, serve as Taoiseach for that period. So there's, it's absolutely democratically perfect for this government to go full term if that's what transpires.
Who do you want the leader to be?
Well, I mean, I've been quite clear that I think Simon Harris is the perfect man for the job. I mean, as I've previously outlined there, we need someone with a reforming zeal. Minister Harris, in his all of his briefs so far, if you look up the last number of years and the changes that have been delivered in higher education in this country have been absolutely incredible. If we look at the changes he's made to ensuring access to third level for people with disabilities.
Uncontested, Owen? Should he be uncontested, or should there, like, would you like to see there be another candidate, whether that be Heather Humphreys or Pascal Donoghue or whoever it is? Should there be, should the position be contested?
Well, I think in Fine Gael we've always done things in an open, democratic and transparent manner, and there's not too many other parties that there's a number of parties that couldn't say the same in Ireland. So, I mean, the nominations are open, and they're open until Monday, so there's ample opportunity for others to be nominated. I think a contest would be absolutely healthy for the party if it does transpire. And I mean, I think it says a lot, though, Andrea, to be fair, that there is a long list of Fine Gael ministers, TDs, who could serve as leader of the party. And it just shows the depth of talent that we have in Fine Gael. And it shows why we are the party that should
be in
government.
That would make the argument for having a contest, though, wouldn't it?
Well, as I say, Andrea, if it's up to the parliamentary party. I mean, six nominations. I think a number of The PP have said that they would be willing to facilitate a contest. So I suppose, I suspect by the end of today or tomorrow, we'll know for definite whether we will have that contest or not.
Peter Dooley is with us as well, Owen. Peter is from the Dublin Renters Union. Peter, just to leave politics to one side, what do you want the next leader? Like, what should they do? Or I suppose, what should they look like? Not an appearance, but how should they operate?
Well, I'll just start with this, and I'll say there is no possibility of the change that we're looking for in Ireland with the current incumbents, and I don't hold that much hope for the opposition either, to be frank, because essentially I think this is again moving around chairs, moving people into positions of power, and people who are completely out of touch with the daily lived experience of most people in Ireland in terms of 900,000 people in deprivation. We have 7 out of 10 18 to 34-year-olds now living at home. We have record amount of evictions, record house prices, record homelessness. We have absolutely disastrous social services in Ireland. And on top of that, we've had a crushing referendum defeat where the people have resoundingly rejected the entire political establishment, I would argue, over the last number of weeks. And now we have this set up again where it's going to be an anointed leader. And that didn't go down too well a number of years ago where we saw Brian Cowan move into that position.
Sort of a no contest.
Absolutely. And this is what it is. Like, you have Simon Harris, for instance, has been touted about. And like, essentially, it'll be the same policies. They'll bow down to the super rich. They'll bow down to the European Union.
It's 70%
of our legislation comes from the European Union.
It is something, Owen, though, that within the Fine Gael constitution, you can do this. You can have a coronation.
Well, I mean, I respectfully wouldn't describe it as a coronation. I mean, nominations are open at the moment, and they're open to anyone to contest. So there's a full and open contest ongoing as we speak, and it's just a matter of a candidate to get sufficient nominations, and then that will take it to the next stage. But this is absolutely democratically transparent and a fair way of doing things. I mean, I wouldn't characterise it as a coronation at all.
Well, it's a general election, though, really, Peter, that you want.
Fundamentally, it goes further than that, Andrea. I think fundamentally it needs a huge change in Ireland where democracy should start from the ground up. We've seen a huge devolvement of power and centralisation of power towards the European Union. We've seen it with 70% of our legislation comes from the European Union. Locally, in local areas, there's very little local democracy. We've seen so many people around the communities around Ireland being not listened to on issues that impact them, such as immigration, such as housing, such as health, all the disasters as well. And as well as draconian legislation, such as hate speech legislation being brought forward as well. And all these stuff that a lot of people are fundamentally against. And they're not acting in the interests of ordinary people.
But when the election comes up, which it will, most likely now, probably, in the new year, people, Peter, will be able to have their say then.
Well, these are critically important issues, and I think it's critically important people look for people who are actually standing to bring power back to communities. I think that's vitally important. We're not going to get that with the current incumbents, I would argue, and things will get worse for people.
To text from a listener here who says the people should elect the Taoiseach and not a political party. That's just not how it works, though. I mean, it's just not how it works. It doesn't matter what party is in government. If there's somebody who vacates the seat, it doesn't go to the public. That will only happen in the general election. Another listener says, our Taoiseach should come from a general election. If there's no appetite for an election right now, then Micheál Martin should step back into the role and let Eamon Ryan be the Thánaiste. This is this listener. Adrian Cummins is the CEO of the Restaurant Association of Ireland. Adrian, what do you want in the next leader of the country?
Good afternoon, Andrea. Well, we would like to see a Taoiseach that is pro-business and supports business. And also, I think we need to have a big major focus now on housing, which is one of the single biggest economic issues facing our country and every citizen in this country. And also, I think we also need to have a national debate around immigration as well, in terms of implementation of our rules-based system. I think people would like to know what is the plan for the future for Ireland, what is the limit that we can take, and also how are we going to support these towns and communities that have seen substantial amount of immigration going into their towns, and probably from a business perspective, seeing their business, especially in tourism and hospitality, collapse in those towns that have seen their hotels being taken over for IPAS refugees. So there are some of the issues that we would like to see. But number one is that small business has been hit left, right and centre in terms of cost. And we'd like to see a Taoiseach that is pro-business. Not saying that the outgoing Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, wasn't pro-business. I think over the last while we've seen that he did move to the left as opposed to, you know, he moved away from business and more towards, you know, a lot of labour policies. And I think that's an issue that small business owners would like to see readdressed.
But is that going to happen, whether or not it's Simon Harris fronting Fine Gael or Pascal Donoghue or Heather Humphreys? Like, does it really, you know, ultimately, does it really matter who the personality or the name above the door is? It's the policies, really, you're talking about.
Yeah, but you have a leader of a... Fine Gael will elect a leader of their party. And, you know, from just listening to the soundings today and over the last 24 hours, I'm just listening to the radio and to the media and to their supporters saying that they have to need to go back to their grassroots and need to go back to their basics. And sometimes, you know, looking back, Fine Gael would have been a pro-business party, and I just feel that they did moved away from that. And I think they would like to, we would like to see them being stand out to the front in terms of supporting small business more. When we look at the costs that has been imposed on, and these are government policies, the costs that have been imposed on small business over the last number of months, be it in terms of extra sick days, extra, you know, moving towards a living wage, moving to extra bank holiday, you know, the VAT increasing for hospitality, all these things all add up. And small businesses are articulating this to us that they just have, it's not viable at the moment. It doesn't matter if it is retail, hospitality. Every small business sector has the same issues with regard to the current government. And I think if there's a new leader of the government, which will be the Taoiseach, maybe they will now focus on putting business back at the heart of, our economy.
Text from a listener who says, I'm a Fine Gael member and I want a contest for leader of the party. I think the party needs a new face. We need a strong woman. And I think that woman is Heather Humphreys, according to this listener. Another texter says, I'd like a Taoiseach who isn't constantly walking on eggshells when asked questions, that they don't try and pander to every single public opinion. Our current government are the best people in the class when it comes to the EU. We do everything for everyone outside of Ireland, including spending millions in Northern Ireland. I understand there's a strategy around these actions, but there's also a line. And there is a feeling that since the government implemented some of the strictest lockdown restrictions, that they've continued to implement whatever they want without backlash. They've lost touch because of this, and the referendum was maybe evidence that the things that they got so wrong, according to another listener. Jerry makes the point, I want a party leader who cares about people with disabilities and their right to think for themselves. I'm sick of paternalistic family value parties. Also, childless single people are discriminated against when it comes to tax, welfare and housing laws, according to Jer. I spoke to Catherine Cox from the Family Carers Ireland a little earlier today, just before we came on air, actually, about what she wants to see from the new leader of the country.
What we would like to see from Family Carers Ireland is that the government will fulfil the promises that they made in their programme for government. So there were 18 specific actions that they said they would take to improve family carers' lives. And we did a progress or a scorecard on them last December. And unfortunately, they had gone backwards in four of those commitments, no progress in six of those commitments, limited progress in five, and they only achieved good progress in three of their commitments of the 18. So whoever the leader and the Taoiseach of the party is, we want to ensure that those commitments to family carers are fulfilled over their time in government. And I think in particular, when we look at family carers, probably the biggest challenges are, first of all, respite, getting access to respite, appropriate respite, when and where they need it. I think secondly, then, it is the waiting list that exists for children with disabilities, whether that's OT or physiotherapy, speech and language therapy. We have children waiting 2-3 years and more, so we want to eliminate those waiting lists. And then I think on the financial side of things, income support for family carers is really, really important. We know the cost of caring for a child or an adult with disability is very high in a household. And yet still the carers allowance, which is the weekly payment for carers, is still means tested. So we want to see the means test abolished. And whoever becomes the new Taoiseach and leader, we would like him or her to take on those specific issues for family carers, ensuring that they have a positive impact on carers' lives.
Yeah, that's Catherine Cox from Family Carers Ireland, who was I spoke to a little earlier today. Other listeners getting in touch as well. It's 087 1400 106. Andrea, our next Taoiseach should come from a general election. And if there is no appetite for an election right now, then Micheál Martin should step back into the role. Let Eamon Ryan be the Taoiseach. Another texter says, I think Simon Harris has failed previously as Minister for Health in terms of the health service. Micheál Martin during the last election campaign, now he's going to make him leader of the country to avoid a general election. How can anybody have any confidence, asks this listener. Sean in Sligo says, I don't understand members of the parliamentary party choosing Harris over Donoghue. Harris has consistently polled even less popular with the electorate than Leo Varadkar, while Pascal Donoghue has shown to have almost twice the popularity among the electorate than Simon Harris. I'm 22 years of age. I'm the type of voter that Fine Gael need to attract away from Sinn Féin, and Harris is definitely not the person for me or any of my age group that we would be attracted to Fine Gael for, whereas Pascal Donoghue seems like a fresh start among the entire electorate. That's according to Sean, who's 22 years of age in Sligo. Ava is with us on the line today. Ava O'Brien is the welfare officer with the Students Union at the University College Cork. What do you want to see, and what do the student population want to see, Ava, in the new leader?
I think Sean has really hit the nail on the head there. Simon Harris isn't really a face that students are seeing as a hopeful face for our future. I think students really need a politician that they can relate to, and a leader and a government that they can relate to. And at the moment, there is a huge gap between the people that represent students and the students themselves. I also believe that students are a huge voting group that haven't been tapped into by the government so far. And we are all voting age. I mean, there's 24,000 students just in UCC alone. It's a huge voting group that just hasn't been tapped into. I think really students are looking for more funding for third level education as a whole, but also just more affordable education through tuition fees, reducing them or just eliminating them, easier access to grants such as SUSE, such a complicated process, and just maybe addressing the cost of living crisis on a student perspective with attending college. There's also no support for students through services. Our mental health services and our student health services are really struggling with the amount of students that are coming in. And of course, the housing is just...
That
comes up every year.
Owen Gallagher, who's from Young Fine Gael, was with us a little earlier, Ava, and he listed off quite a number of Simon Harris's achievements as Minister for Higher Education. He should be a face well known to you and the student population. You know, in terms of, he's one of the younger members of the Dáil, he's the Minister for Higher Education, but you don't think that he'll generate support from the student masses?
I do think on a personal level that Simon Harris is very nice, and he's actually come to the Students' Union here and chatted to us before, which a lot of politicians don't make the effort to do, which I really appreciate. But I think there is a certain level of... I suppose there isn't just support for Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. I think students have seen their names pop up over and over again without tangible change for students on their level. If there is, it's not communicated directly down to them. It's not accessible information for them to get. I just don't think that there will be a student vote for this party.
Would you want a general election right now, Ava? Would you want it?
I wouldn't want to speak on behalf of all the students in UCC here, but from what I've seen on social media, my age group do seem to be wanting to have a general election.
But do people, like, do most people want a general election? Maybe they don't. Maybe some people just don't care. Just get somebody back in, steady pair of hands, take over, make the decisions as Taoiseach. But you're saying that for you on a personal level, and chatting to some of your friends, also students, you think a lot of young people do want general election?
I do think they want one. And honestly, I actually studied politics in college, and I do think if we did have a general election, it would take a while for us to form a government again. I would think there would be a lot of what happened in the last general election. And even if there isn't one right now, I do believe that there will be one after the summer, no matter what happens.
David is with us on the line too, Ava. 1800 453 106 is the number. David, what do you want in our next leader?
But I think the problem is that we've no change to the old, same old, same old. We've got the same families running year in, year out. We have families that have been through the Depression. When the country went bust in the late noughties, they didn't suffer. Now their sons and daughters or nephews and nieces are in politics. During COVID, everybody was reduced to, what was it, 250 a week. Politicians were still on their expenses and this, that and the other. And they tell us that everything is coming down in price, but the ESB went up electric went up 300%. And it's come down, say, 10 or 15%, and there's yahooing about how great it is. And when you look back, just people are fed up. Like, we've now got an extra 14 TDs in the next election. On the same day that was announced, they were talking about children with scoliosis. There's no money for the poor children with scoliosis, but they can find it. They estimate it'll be 150 million in the first year to pay for 14 extra TDs with the seats and the dolls, the rooms that are needed, their constituency officers, secretaries, their travel expenses and everything. And people, I think, are just fed up waiting. You go to hospital, you see the nurses are run off their feet, but yet people are having to wait for their cancer services and all the other services.
And staff retention really and is probably at the core of a lot of those issues, David. But I take it then you're somebody who you would like there to be a general election called then.
I think we need a clean sweep of reduce the number of TDs to about 100 to 120 and get in a batch of people that can make changes and go ahead and make changes as opposed to just pushing paper around the desk, which seems to happen up in the Dáil there, and, oh, we've done something. Now, listen to all the commentators before. There was a lady saying there that a lot of the stuff that they say has been done hasn't been done. You know, you come down the west of Ireland, and I know you're from Ballyshannon, but the whole west of Ireland is suffering badly. We've no tourists because there's a huge shortage of tourist accommodation. Mm. You know, and that's not even being tackled, you know.
Okay.
Students have no accommodation inside.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, David. Housing it has to be in the top two key pillars, the two key issues that everybody is mentioning here today, you know, on the WhatsApp. I just wonder, you know, what will be any different if there was an election called, if Leo Varadkar did make that announcement yesterday afternoon?
We just get it, you know, the same old, same old.
Okay.
And they tell us, like, you talk to people from your hometown and they tell you the bus doesn't travel to Dublin.
Oh, sure, I know all about it. I've experienced it myself, David, on many occasions. But no, I take your point. I'm well aware of the issues in many of the rural parts. No question about it at all. Look, I want to hear from other people today about this. You can drop us a WhatsApp, a voice note, maybe an email. Like, what do you want in the next Taoiseach and the next leader of the country? Maybe you do. Maybe there's a huge appetite for a general election right now. I don't know.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.